It's the Barry Pod on 99.3 thevine.com.
This is the Barry Pod, compiled on September 22nd, 2023. This episode of the Barry Pod consists of three segments from recent morning shows, Wine Country Live on the Vine, talking about some notable people and things in the news, including Elon Musk, Coach Prime, and Sean McVay, and also Mitt Romney. It's the Barry Pod. What's that? Must be Musk. Yes, it is. It's the Musk Report. And, you know, there's a sequence of events that I often have engaged in, and I apologize if you've heard me say this before, but it's worth saying again. There's a lot more talk about Twitter and Threads and this whole thing that's been going on there. And there's a lot more talk about lots of different social media than these platforms deserve, to be honest. While, you know, vast tens of millions of people are off watching NFL football, a few thousand folks are over here concerned about Twitter. Now, let's just get realistic. It's never been that big compared to Facebook or even, you know, TikTok now is overwhelmed, I believe. In any event, because there are a lot of movers and shakers and people who use Twitter to monetize what they do to get attention for their articles and books and films and whatever, that's why. That's why we continue to care about it, or some people do. So yesterday, I've stopped using Twitter. I didn't delete my account. I just deleted the app off my phone. So if I were to want to look at it, I'd have to reinstall it and my account would still be there. I'm probably, within a short amount of time, will delete my account because who cares? Meanwhile, though, I'm always curious about new stuff. So I did create a Threads account and I've been watching the progress there. It's interesting, the psychology of what happened with Threads. When it first was released, we heard all these initial numbers about how many people were downloading the app, and it's just really taking off incredibly, and it's going to wipe Twitter out. Well, you know what it was like psychologically? It was like being at a party and having somebody tell you that there's a better party going on across town. So you leave party one and you go to party two, hoping it's you know, more happening scene. When you get to party number two, you discover, it's a bummer over here. Worse than the first party. Let's go back. Now, that's a bit of what's been happening. Or maybe neither of these parties is any fun. Let's go home. It's another option. So there was a big interest in Threads early, and then it sort of started to wane. And then in the last week or two, I've seen some more growth, like more interesting accounts that are popping up, more people to follow than there might have been. Still feels a little sparse. Still not the best party. Still better than Twitter, however, because I don't want to support something that's become so divisive and mean, which is a content issue that they don't seem to want to deal with. So what is all this about? What am I saying? The Musk report today has to do with the fact that Elon Musk decided now, with declining revenues, down 60% ad revenues, and all these other problems that he can't seem to overcome, mainly bots, Elon Musk's thinking that the best thing to do now is start charging everybody, not just premium account people, not just the Twitter Blue or whatever it used to be called, X Premium or whatever, which sounds like a pornography account. Everybody who uses Twitter paying some kind of a monthly fee so that it will eliminate the bots, because bots don't have credit cards and they can't enter the data to confirm that they're a person. You know, brilliant plan. I want to pay something every month because of your problem with your platform and your inability to screen out people who aren't real. Yeah, that's something I should pay for. All of this, by the way, these comments that he made were during a live streamed event with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, gee, why is that happening? Why is he chatting with Bibi Netanyahu on X at this particular time? Well, because X has been accused of being a platform for anti-Semitism, and Musk himself is being accused of being an anti-Semite with many of his comments. And, you know, the evidence is right there, the things he's said and done. But he's going to make it all good by having Netanyahu on his X feed. Yeah, I'm ready to, boy, oh boy, can't wait to rejoin Twitter, X, whatever, and start paying for it. That's what people woke up today hoping for, and yeah, great business model. How much longer do you think he can keep it going? Or will he bother to keep it going? I don't think it's quite achieving the goals he intended, but anyway, he's got so much money to burn, doesn't really matter, does it? He can just keep doing that on and on and on. That's your Musk report for today. Subtitled, The Clown Show. A couple of interesting stories from the world of sports here on the national level, national and regional level, I guess you could say. The first one, Axios reports on, and a lot of people are talking about Neon Deion and Coach Prime now, I guess, and the Colorado Buffaloes phenomenon. Let's talk about a bandwagon thing. Check this out. Colorado Buffaloes merchandise up 800% compared to last season. Everybody wants the shirt and the hoodie with one of the slogans, or I guess you could say, one of the quips that Deion Sanders often presents. We coming, or I ain't hard to find, for example. Things that have become his catchphrases. If you're not following the football, it's really not necessarily just about the fact that Colorado is 3-0, beating teams that they otherwise might not have beaten and that kind of thing. That's part of the story, but as Axios reports, it's a major explosion of attention from black football fans, black sports fans in general, all around the country. They're comparing it to the Raiders of the 80s when they were in L.A., the Fab Five of Michigan in basketball from the 90s, saying that no team has captivated black America and hip-hop culture like the Buffs have so far, not since those earlier examples. Really interesting. There's a lot of positivity and, you know, we can do this thing attitude that's part of it. I think people are digging it, to be simple. Now, the other, that's one of two big bubbling sports stories. I guess I should mention, too, the flip side of the coin is there's a few folks who think that Colorado is getting way too much attention. They're not really that good. Deion Sanders isn't that great of a coach, and so on and so forth. So there's this two-way street going on. We'll see what happens. It's a long season. But the other big sports story is what exactly happened at the end of the Niners-Rams game with that field goal? If you bet on sports, increasingly people do, you know about the point spread. And you may know that the 49ers were favored by 7 or 7.5 points, and the difference was 10 points right up to the last moment of the game. Instead of throwing a Hail Mary pass to try to get a touchdown, because they're 10 points behind, they kick a field goal that's completely meaningless, and time runs out. Meaningless except it made it a 7-point game. And some people are saying this coach, Sean McVay, did this to affect the outcome for gamblers. Okay. And this is why gambling on sports being legal is a problem, isn't it? We don't know yet whether that was exactly what happened, but it sure looks like it. It's just very unusual. I was watching the Niners game as a recording, and it's about 5 o'clock by the time I'm getting to the end of the game. So it's 30-20, and there's a minute left, and the Niners had the ball or whatever, and I knew the game was over. There's no way Rams are going to score twice to change the outcome. So I stopped watching it. I didn't see this field goal. I heard about it later. Suddenly the final score is 30-23. And I'm thinking, what the heck? Why did they kick a field goal that was meaningless right at the end of the game? So yeah, there are a lot of people scratching their heads and talking to each other about what exactly happened there. Some 49er fans think Sean McVay should be investigated for this. Uh-huh. There's a reason why legalized sports betting has never been thought to be a good idea by a lot of people until all of a sudden recently, oh yeah, hey, this is, there's no problem with this. Everybody loves it. Let's do it. Uh-huh. Okay. Isn't it weird to imagine that just, let's see, 11 years ago, 2012, Mitt Romney was the nominee of the Republican Party for president. A guy who wouldn't have a chance of the proverbial snowball in H-E double hockey sticks in today's Republican Party. Isn't that weird to imagine 11 years things could change that much? Now, I mention this because when are we going to get serious about this topic? And I mean for real. The age of these candidates. Mitt Romney is 76, and his announcement yesterday is that he will not run for another term as senator, meaning his political career is about to come to an end at the age of 76. Life well lived, many accomplishments, lived by his own standards for the most part, you know, held the line against people who would just do anything for a vote. He was not that kind of person. Now, I don't know if Mitt Romney and I would align on very many issues, but if he were a person who drank the beer, I would probably sit down and have a beer with the guy. He seems like a regular person, you know, kind of stiff, kind of, you know, he got made fun of a lot in when he was campaigning for being this, you know, uninteresting kind of quirky dad figure, I guess, whatever, be that as it may. You have to stop once in a while and consider the character factor. Character used to matter in politics, right? If you got caught doing something that showed you had a poor character as a person, your chances were diminished, if not completely eliminated. Let's think about Gary Hart running for president, probably on the path to become president, gets caught fooling around, extramarital affairs, done. Done. That's all it takes back in an earlier time. And here we are today. Like, there's no ceiling for the bad behavior, and people just keep on lying their way through life and getting away with stuff left and right and denying and blaming other people and so on. Now, here's the point of bringing this up. I didn't mean to get off on a tangent. Or maybe I did. In any event, Mitt Romney at 76 makes the statement in his announcement that it's time for the torch to be passed, right? He's saying what a lot of people believe but don't want to say, people in politics, I guess. They only want to say it about people of the other party, like so-and-so's too old. They don't look at their own party. It's a problem on both sides. There's a difference between respecting the wisdom of older people and giving them the respect that is due for having, you know, made it to an advanced age, having a list of accomplishments in the case of many older people in the political world. They've done great things with their life. They've changed people's lives for the better. They've passed legislation. They've worked to make the world a better place. But there comes a time when it's time to get out of the way, give someone else a chance. It's true in the private sector, it's true in the public sector. And those who can't see that really, I think, have a problem. You know, clinging on. I'm just as good as I was. No, really? Really? A lot of the attention on this is focused on Joe Biden these days, but there are dozens of people who are, you know, past their expiration date as far as functionality and understanding the modern world, which is part of being good at governing. You got to understand what's going on in the modern world today. You got to understand what's going to be meaningful for people who are just now becoming adults and starting to have children and looking to build a future, you've got to think about what their life is going to be like in 20 or 30 or 40 years. And if you know for a fact, you won't be around in 20 or 30 years. And it's a different perspective, isn't it? Joe Biden is 80. Donald Trump is 77. Mitt Romney is 76 and says, that's it. I've done enough. Time for others to have a chance. Okay. Thank you, Mitt Romney, for saying what ought to be said by a lot more people right now. And now I'm off the soapbox, at least for the moment. You've been listening to a best of compilation episode of The Berry Pod, compiled on September 22nd, 2023. Tune in for Wine Country Live, 6 to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, here on The Vine.
You're listening to The Berry Pod, tastings from Wine Country Live in the morning.
On 99.3, TheVine.com.